extra. Read all about it. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen. My mic was off. Welcome back to another edition of Hot Topics. For those of us who did not get to see the Bills Bengals football game, those of us who do not follow NFL sports, for those of us who do not have a family member or friend who follows sports, NFL sports, and does not know anything in reference to the Damar Hamlin situation, family, if you will, please. Bend your hearts a little. Damar Hamlin, he was in a playing in the football game last night, and he had an incident where he tackled the opponent player, T. Higgins, and when he got up, everyone thought that he was going to be fine, but he wasn't. He fell back down and went into cardiac arrest. They did CPR on him for 10 minutes, and they were able to get his heart back to confidence. And that's when they called the ambulance and they escorted him out to the hospital there in Cincinnati. If I'm not mistaken, he went to the University Medical Hospital there in Cincinnati. If you will, ladies and gentlemen, please bend your hearts just a little for Damar Hamlin, number 3 for the Bills, his family, his football family there with the Bills, and the all of the NFL teams, is his football family. If you will, please bend your hearts a little bit for those brothers and sisters who are all connected within the NFL. They need us right now to be there for support and love. With that being said, that's not too much of the reason why I'm speaking tonight on what I'm speaking. What I'm speaking on, the reason why I say it bend your heart is because this one gentleman by the name of Skip Bayless on Fox Sports, understood with Shannon Sharp. He went to his Twitter thing, about like, these gentlemen just don't get it when it comes to that Twitter thing. They want to go run there and just blast. First thing come out their mouth, the first action they get, they just want to blast. Well, what Skip did last night, when he saw what happened, he's quick to say a couple kind words in reference to, you know, he hope he's all right, you know, da-da-da-da-da. Then also, with the arrogance that this brother has, yes, I call him a brother, he is, I mean, not all our brothers and sisters act accordingly. This brother does not act accordingly. I don't know if he ever has, but I don't feel he ever will. This brother goes to his Twitter page, and he made a post in reference to how he felt things should be. How he is, he put himself in a position where he's speaking for Roger, you know, as if, you know, hey, listen to me. I'm telling you what needs to be done. I'm telling you how this is going to go. Ladies and gentlemen, I have audio footage of Skip on the Undisputed Show this morning. I want you to listen very closely as he starts out in his pour and, The title said his apology, but listen and see if you really, really get that apology from him. Y'all check this out right here.
Jen, allow me to say up front that I apologize for what we're going to set out to do here today, if it offends anyone, because we're going to try to do the show pretty much as we usually do the show. But I'll admit up front, I'm still shook up by what happened last night to Damar Hamlin. In fact, I'm still wrecked. In fact, I'm not sure I'm capable of doing this show today. But after barely sleeping on it, I decided to give it a try. Maybe I'll fail. Maybe we will fail. But we're going to try. We wrestled through much of the night whether to even do a show today because it felt like in our minds, we almost can't win with this, because the last thing we want to try to do is come off as insensitive to what this young man is going through in a life or death situation. The last thing we want to do is offend anyone by trying to do what we always do, which is talk about sports. As this show goes on, we're going to try to talk about a little bit of sports, but we're going to continue to talk about what happened to this young man last night and try to sort back through it with help from you in the audience. And we ask you now, if you'd like to tweet us your emotions of the night and of this morning about what happened to Damar Hamlin, please do so. You can tweet us at Undisputed, and I will be sharing some of your tweets and your emotions as we share our experience of last night through this very difficult morning for all of us. Obviously, my partner Shannon Sharp is not here today. I look forward to seeing him tomorrow. But I would like to work back through what I went through last night as I watched this unfold. This was obviously, you could argue, the biggest Monday Night Football game of the year. It got off to a rip-roaring start. Joe Burrow goes right up the field and scores, and it's 7-0. Then Buffalo gets a field goal, and it's 7-3.
Okay, guys, I'm going to fast forward this just a little bit because he's just really talking about the football game there. I'm going to go up just a little bit.
And he went down. He's 24 years of age. He's out of McKeesport, Pennsylvania. Went to Pitt. Was drafted in the 6th round 2 drafts ago. So this is his second year.
Go up a little bit more.
With it. In ways he didn't run that great before he was drafted. He was team in pro football and was setting out at covering this league. I've been writing about, commenting on this league for about 50 years. So I've been there and done all of that. I've seen it all. And trust me, I've never ever seen anything like that happen. Before you knew it, an ambulance was on the field. Not just a stretcher, not just a cart, an ambulance. That's when you knew this was different. Reportedly, CPR was immediately administered because he suffered cardiac arrest. And now his teammates, and pretty soon also the Bengals, are gathered around looking into the face of a young man, age 24, who is literally fighting for his life. CPR. I don't want to speculate on what happened or why it happened or how it happened or what the situation was, because I don't know. I had my thoughts, but I don't know. Nobody knows yet exactly what transpired, what caused that to happen. But it happened. And those young men around that young man got shook way worse than I'm shook right now. And they were so shaken that they were unable to play football for the rest of that night, as you know. But this went on and on and on to the point where unprecedented turned into, oh my God, what has happened? In all my years, I've never seen anything like this, because obviously I've seen horrific injuries.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to stop it right there. All right. I still haven't heard their apology. He started out saying, I apologize for how this show might go today. Did not apologize for that right there, what you see on the screen. No doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of the game, but how? Really? This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome, which certainly seems so irrelevant. It certainly seems irrelevant. Now, you started out saying, y'all, give me a listen. making you young. Only young. Out of context. Really? You say it. No doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game, but how? Then you go and say, there's men around watching another man whose heart just stopped. He's in cardiac arrest. How can they continue to keep playing, Skip, if they see someone laying there, almost lifeless, and they have to bring him back? Then you stated, a game of this magnitude is crucial. Who cares about the game, Skip? That's why people like me, I ain't talking about this, either. People like me, who have a heart, I ain't talking about tissue, a magnitude of tissue. What I'm talking about is emotional heart. To say, hey, you know what? I understand what's going on down there. This is too serious. Damn that football game. You didn't say that, Skip. You didn't say that. Then you went on and said, it's crucial to the regular season outcome, which subtly seems irrelevant. Really, Skip? The outcome is irrelevant now because a gentleman land lifeless, almost lifeless, there on the field. But it's more important for you to see the rest of the game. Forget how his teammates and his opponents may feel seeing a guy who can't move, seeing a guy who's no longer breathing on his own and has to have CPR done to him. Forget that. You're ready to see the game. You can't take back what you do. Yeah, it's no longer there, but it is here. Yeah, thank you for capturing that, TSR. It did get captured what you tweeted, brother. You did wrong. You did very wrong. Now, he started out. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to go see this. You got to go see it. He started out. No tears was coming down. But he was doing all this snip. Talking about how he shook up. Really? But if you listen to it closely, as you get further along into what he stated, his brother wasn't shook up. He was embarrassed because of what Fox called him and said, hey, you got to fix this. Don't take my word for it. I'm going to play what he said. Skip had time. People came to him and said, hey, Skip, you was insensitive with what you said. You shouldn't have put that up. That's why I ended up there now. You should have did that, Skip. Why Shannon wasn't there today, I'm a little concerned as to when he do return. They ask tomorrow, if he returns tomorrow, will he put Skip in check? Have Skip and Shannon talked at this moment in time? We don't know. My heart tells me maybe they have. I'm gonna be honest with you. That's how I'm feeling. I'm feeling maybe they have. Do I feel once Shannon comes back and he's not putting Skip in place, whether they coerce how the next day is gonna happen with Shannon coming to the table saying, hey, Skip, you know, I saw what you said yesterday. I had to sit and think for a mistake. Will it be coerced? I'm going to be honest with you. I feel it will. I do not, at this moment in time, I do not have faith in my brother Shannon Sharpe. I just don't. He has to prove himself worthy. Just like when you was a kid and you did trouble and your mother and father put you on punishment. You had to prove to your mother and father that you weren't going to do that again. They weren't going to trust you until you proved that you wouldn't do it no more. Prove that you learned your lesson. People say, well, what lesson does Shannon need to learn? The lesson of standing up. Stop bowing down. No matter if it do cost your job. Go get another one, brother. It may not pay what you're getting at Undisputed, but don't bow down to Skip on this one, Shannon. Come on, man. You played this game of football, Shannon. You know what it's like to get hurt, Shannon. You know it. Shannon, you know for yourself when you've seen teammates get hurt, what the emotion was on that sideline, on your sideline and the opponent's sideline. Or when you see the opponent get hurt, Shannon, you know what it's like. You know what to do, Shannon. When you come back and you face that man on my screen right now, you know what to do. And I ain't talking about belittling shit. No, that ain't what I'm talking about. It's putting them in check, letting them know. You never played this sport, Skip. Not on a professional level, you haven't. Even on a collegiate level, you never played this sport. How dare you go and do that just because you are 50 years in the game, as you say? Who cares? Just because you've been in the game longer than most that reports on it, don't mean you got the right to say what you want, when you want, and how you want. You don't have that right. You have no privilege there. No, not from us, you don't. You have no privilege. In my humble opinion, you've done too much. Your call should have been taken a long time ago, and it needs to be taken by Fox today. You need to be X'd out, brother. And I'm talking about off the air, taking off the pitch, gone. You can have your own little social platform, do what you want to do. But as far as on Undisputed, bye. I don't watch you guys no more. You were my fan favorite until October came, 2022. I've been putting up with it. Can't do it no more. And what I'm going to show you guys, ladies and gentlemen, is the breakdown as to what you just heard. Y'all check this out right here.
Jen, allow me to say up front that I apologize for what we're going to set out to do here today, if it offends anyone, because we're going to try to do the show pretty much as we usually do the show.
He said he apologized for what the...
You see that on the screen right there? He's not apologizing.
But I'll admit up front, I'm...
You hear him? You hear that? All right.
Still shook up by what happened last night to Damar Hamlin. In fact, I'm still wrecked. In fact, I'm not sure I'm capable of doing this show today.
If you don't feel you're capable of doing something, you don't try it. Point blank, period. You don't try it. You should have set your happy self home, but see, your arrogance won't let you, Skip. You should have sat at home and thought about it again. But I'm going to go on. But ladies and gentlemen, listen to the point where he says he stayed up overnight with this. He said, we, number one. He keeps saying that over and over. Listen closely.
But after barely sleeping on it, I decided to give it a try.
Wait a minute. I said that wrong. He said he barely slept on it. Maybe it was a mischoice of words. I don't know, Skip. But you said it. You said you barely slept on it. I digress.
Maybe I'll fail. Maybe we will fail. But we're going to try.
Who is we? Shannon's not there. Who is we, Skip? Don't defer this over to Shannon. Don't do that. You got to play. You're doing this talking. You're doing this talking behind your tweet, and you're going to say that as we go a little further. So don't put this on we. It's me, myself, and I, not we. Shannon, break this brother down, man. You got to.
We wrestled through much of the night whether to even do a show today.
Now, who was we? Wrestle. Who wrestled? You and who? Fox? Y'all see.
Because it felt like, in our minds, we almost can't win with this.
If you feel you can't win with what you stated, why are you talking right now? Why not go to Shannon, number one, and say, Shannon, I need your help on how I need to apologize? Because you sit there and say you learned so much from Shannon. You've said it over the years, Skip. Shannon has taught me a lot. And I'm thinking it's about being humane, really. I really, really do. But you still ain't got it. keep listening, y'all.
Because the last thing we want to try to do is come off as insensitive to what this young man is going through in a life or death situation.
And it's not just him. That's your problem, son. It ain't just him. It's his family. It's his football family. The entire league of his family. His fans, his family. It ain't just him. He didn't read what you wrote, Skip. We did. Where your heart, brother?
The last thing we want to do is offend anyone by trying to do what we always do, which is talk about sports.
Really? Really? There's a way you can talk to a person without belittling. It's a way you can talk to a person without damaging them. It's a way you can talk to a person without making them feel that they're not a human. That's a man. That's a son. I'm not sure if he's a father or not, but that's a brother. That's a, you know, that's, he could be an uncle. He could be a grandson. What are you talking about, Skip?
Nobody knows yet exactly what transpired, what caused that to happen, but it happened. And those young men around that young man got shook way worse than I'm shook right now.
Why are you shook, Skip? Because of what you said? That's why you're shook. Well, I can understand why you're shook. You shook up because America is against you right now. You on the hot seat right now behind your big mouth. Yes, you're on the hot seat behind what you said. And you're still talking. You still ain't learned. You're still talking. You have yet to say, hey, DeMar, I'm sorry for what I said. Hamlin family, I'm sorry for what I said. The Bills, I'm sorry for what I said. The Bengals, I'm sorry for what I said. The NFL, all NFL players and staff, coaches, owners, I'm sorry for what I said. You've yet to say that. Yet. Listen, y'all.
While, but the show must go on. And that was always the NFL's attitude is, next man up, the show must go on.
If I ain't mistaken, when there is someone hurt on the field, they don't hurry up and usher them off the field. They sit there and they make sure that the player is all right. And I've been to enough football games, basketball games, baseball games to witness on my own. When a player is injured, whether it was a player on the team that I'm rooting for or the opponent team, everyone whistling, rooting them on, cheering them on that he got up and he's good. No one's sitting there saying, I can't wait till he get off the field so we can continue on. No one's saying that, Skip. But you.
Maybe we've had an awakening here because the show didn't go on last night for the first time in the history of this league.
Maybe we had an awakening or you had an awakening. Because once again, you the one who said what you said in reference to. It's irrelevant. But how? That's what you said. This is crucial. That's what you said. You said that. Yes, you did.
That a life and death situation took precedence over next man up football.
Next man up football to you. No one else tweeted. No one else Instagram. No one else YouTube or Facebook. Man, I wish he would get up. I wish they would move him so we can continue on with football. This is crucial to the season. No one said that but you.
So at that point, I had tweeted twice already. My first tweet ended with that I just said a prayer for DeMar and his family. My second tweet was about so many horrific injuries, but this is very different in all caps. And then came my third tweet.
Read it right there, ladies and gentlemen. No doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game. How do he know? who is he in contact with the NFL that knows that right now, at that point in time? But how? Question mark is his thing. So he answered my question. He's not in contact with no one. This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome, which suddenly seems so irrelevant. Wow, you gonna stop the game? So the outcome of the season, it ain't relevant to you anymore, NFL? What's wrong? I mean, you got him off the field. Let's continue on. That's what Skip is saying.
Which I believe was widely misconstrued.
Really? You did the dot, dot, dot. Mm-hmm. You did the question mark. Uh-huh. You said, but how? Question mark. You said, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome. Dot, dot, dot. You did that. How am I misconstruing it? How am I doing it? How's the rest of us who got a problem with what you said? How? Explain that, Skip. You should have did that this morning on your show. You still refuse to. These are your words that you said today, which is January the 3rd. You said this today. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you did. You said this. Now, tomorrow you can come back and say something different. But today, January the 3rd, you said this audio right here. How we mistaken it? How we got it wrong? It's your words. You did all this question mark. You did all this dot, dot, dot. You're the one who said it was irrelevant. I mean, irrelevant means what it means.
It's interpreted. I don't follow what's happening on Twitter. I just tweet.
What kind of sense that makes? You on a platform and you just doing stuff. I ain't looking at nobody else's post. I'm just doing my own thing. Da, 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 da. Nobody else is post doing my own thing. Da, 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 da. You know who you sound like? Sound like you need to be president.
But my boss here at Fox called and said, hey, people are really reacting strongly to your tweet. Maybe you should clarify.
There it is. That was the answer as to who the we was, ladies and gentlemen. The we was his boss, not Shannon Sharp. Mm-mm. The we was his boss. But I say this right here, Shannon, when you come back, this is a 24-year-old young man, safety for the Bills. He tackled T. Higgins, and although he initially stood up, and this I got this off of, I didn't see the game myself last night, but I got this off of Yahoo Entertainment. And it says, although he stood up, he fell to the ground on the field and suffered cardiac arrest. CPR was administered for 10 minutes before Hamlin's heartbeat was restored. Think about that right there, ladies and gentlemen. CPR was administered for 10 minutes before Hamlin's heartbeat was restored on the field as DeMar was taken off to the ambulance. He remains in critical condition as of today, still in the hospital. And what happened, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't get to see it, it was around the 6 minutes mark left in the first quarter. The score was Bills 3, the Bengals 7, and Joe Burrow completed a pass to T. Higgins to the 48-yard line of Buffalo, and that's when DeMar Hamlin, he had tackled Higgins. He stood up once again and fell back down. I hate to bring Shannon in on this, but that's his partner. And I don't feel it's Shannon's duty to make a person change. But when your coworker is wrong, just the way I feel in reference to police officers, when your fellow officer is wrong, it's your duty to correct that wrong officer. In this situation, Shannon, I feel it is your duty to make it be known. You know, hopefully you feel the same as I feel, and a lot of us feel, that Skip was wrong. He shouldn't open up his mouth. And if there's anybody who feels like Skip, well, there is one other person, because he kind of like, he didn't say Skip's name, but it's, how can I say this without saying his name? Soss. That's his name, Soss. So people who know sports commentators, you know who I'm talking about. Mr. Soss. her linebacker here. But I don't feel it's your responsibility, Shannon, but I do feel that with this being your comrade, the guy that you are working hand in hand, seat by seat to one another every day or throughout the week, Monday through Friday, I feel it is your responsibility to say something to him and to say something to him live. I do feel you guys have talked, but to say something to him live in reference to what he said, how outlandish his mouth was, I do feel at this point in time that you stand up, Shannon, and you do the right thing, brother. You stand up and do the right thing. Because Skip just made it seem like DeMar was not human. I mean, the game is more important than this brother's health. Come on, people. Why have we gotten to that? Not we, but why have some of us humans have gotten to that point to where we don't see this person as a person, as a human, as a blood-beaten body? Why have so many people just cold-blooded, heartless, have no heart? I go back to something that MC Light said. In one of her rhymes was just like a test, just like a test, just like a test I crammed to understand you. And in this instance, I don't even want to cram to try to understand Skip. I don't. It's useless for a person to do this and then the next day come and act as if it's okay for him to do as you heard. Honestly, I think they should not have Undisputed today to give this man more time to think about what he said and more time to come out with a legitimate apology to, once again, DeMar, his family, his teammates, his associates within the NFL, his fans, his commentators that follow him, the writers that follow him, every one of us who feel this was out of bounds. It was his position to sit there and think about what he said and to correct it, but he chose not to. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, think about it. And that goes back to another rapper. He has said something of that magnitude. Think about it. Special Ed. Just think about it. Think about what you say. Think about what you do. And think about whether it's right for you to do it, whether you feel it is or it ain't. Just think about it. Just think about it. Because when you think about things and you follow through, after you've gave good thought as to what you're going to say, it comes out damn near 100% perfect. You can't make a mistake on it. With that being said, until next time, y'all be up.